So, like I said, I'm from the Health Resources and Services Administration. We are an agency of the Department of Health and Human Services. Healthy Communities, Healthy People is part of our vision. And if you think about HRSA, the two things that I typically think about are safety net and workforce. We fund almost all of our programs somehow fund either safety net or workforce, either through our federally qualified health centers, our maternal and child health programs, HIV/AIDS, our healthcare systems bureau has the Poison Control Center, organ transplantation donation, we have rural health grantees, we have lots of health professions grantees. We have actually someone here from our Bureau of Health Professions, if you're interested in those, and from our Bureau of Primary Health Care. Hi, Charlie. And we fund the National Health Service Corps, which you may have heard of. It's a program that either pays for medical students to go through medical school and then serve in underserved areas, or pays their loans back if they serve in underserved areas. So lots of programs, and all of them, like I said, kind of fit in under safety net and workforce. Our mission is to improve access to quality healthcare services for millions of people who are uninsured, isolated, or medically vulnerable. So what I'm gonna really talk to you about today are just sort of federal initiatives right now that are going on around healthy weight. And then I'm gonna talk about HRSA's in particular. you probably have all heard about the First Lady's Let's Move initiative. It's very exciting. On February 9th of 2010 this year, she unveiled her Let's Move initiative with four pillars. The first pillar is around empowering parents to make healthier choices for themselves and their children. The second pillar is access to healthier foods. The third pillar is access to healthier foods before, during, and after school. And then the fourth pillar is access to physical increased access to physical activity. The president, on the same day, sent a memo to all of the cabinet-level secretaries on February 9th and basically said, I'm creating this task force, this presidential task force on childhood obesity, and I want you, cabinet secretaries, to create a report with recommendations in 90 days for policymakers. And so that became the presidential action plan that 90 days later, sure enough, it's good for government, we're not always on time. And but 90 days later, we actually had a report that came out, a presidential action plan, that was sort of built around the four pillars of the First Lady's initiative. Now, she added one because, and I say she added one, she added, I call it kind of the fifth pillar, but that's just me, that's not official. She put a chapter in that report called Early Childhood Settings, and under that chapter she talked about prenatal care, breastfeeding, chemical exposure, screen time, and early care and education. Under the Empowering Parents and Caregivers, you know what, I just realized I didn't let you do a who's in the room.
I'll do it when
you'll do it, yeah, okay. So under Empowering Parents and Caregivers, the chapter encompasses making nutrition information useful. The FDA is working on that now with front of pack labeling. Food marketing, they're also working on food marketing. And then healthcare services, that's where that fell in under this Empowering Parents bullet. And then healthy food in schools was the next chapter. That's where she talks about quality school meals, other foods in schools, so you've probably heard of a la carte items, that's where those things are addressed, food-related factors in the school environment, and then food in other institutions. Access to healthy, affordable food, that encompasses physical activity to health, physical access to healthy food, so food deserts, that type of thing. Food pricing, product formulation, and then hunger and obesity. And you may have heard of the Healthy Food Financing Initiative. That's a partnership with the Department of Treasury, Department of Health and Human Services, and USDA. And they actually have funding opportunity announcements out now for the Healthy Food Financing Initiative, and it's to address food deserts in communities where there's not a lot of access to fresh foods and fresh fruits and vegetables. It's an economic development grant program rather than an obesity prevention and treatment program. So I think Treasury just announced their funding opportunity announcement, USDA did, and I think HHS will soon. Why they couldn't do one, I don't know. That's not something I'm privy to. increasing physical activity is the last chapter, and that's where they look at school-based approaches for physical activity, expanded day and after-school activities, the built environment, and then community recreation venues. So if you haven't had a chance to look at that report, it's very readable. It's on letsmove.gov. It's a really interesting report. There's a lot of recommendations. They're working on an implementation plan now, so that's exciting. And hopefully they're also, when I say they, I mean the White House and the three departments that were really integrally involved with this, which was USDA, HHS, and Interior, I think, was also involved. So I lost my train of thought. The implementation plan, they're looking at tools and resources for communities to take and utilize. So that will be coming soon, and there is also some tools already up on the Let's Move website. If you haven't gone, it's a good website. It's very consumer-focused. So the next thing I want to talk about is the National Prevention, Health Promotion, and Public Health Council. This is a new initiative that started in June. The president sent a memo in June. It's going to be chaired by the Surgeon General, which I think she talked earlier this morning. I'm sure she probably mentioned this. And the three things that this council is going to do is really focus on prevention, but they're really focusing on sedentary behavior, tobacco cessation, and nutrition. So those are the three sort of core areas for this council that they're going to work on. And all the department level secretaries are on this council. Like I said, it's chaired by the Surgeon General. So that's an exciting initiative. I think they're going to come up with a plan, a national plan for prevention. And it'll probably take them a year or so to do that. They're just now getting started. But the Surgeon General has had a few open calls. If you go to her website, you can probably find more information about that if you're interested. And then the last thing is the HHS Healthy Weight Task Force. My little Let's Move thing, I think, moved for some reason. You used to be able to read Task Force. The HHS Healthy Weight Task Force is now a coordinating body. This was started last November of 2009, by a special counselor to Secretary Sebelius, Dr. Dora Hughes. And basically, that council was tasked with coming up with initiatives that would align with the First Lady's initiative. So we were sort of all started planning at the same time. The task force is led by experts at the department. I staff our chief public health officer on that task force, so I'm pretty familiar with the work that it's done. And one of the proposals that came out of that task force that was funded through the Affordable Care Act is what I'm going to talk about today. That's what you'll learn about what HRSA's program is, which is the Healthy Weight Collaborative. September 30th, HRSA funded the Prevention Center for Healthy Weight. It was a $5 million cooperative agreement for 18 months to plan, manage, and implement a Healthy Weight Collaborative. The National Initiative for Children's Healthcare Quality, otherwise known as NICHQ, won that cooperative agreement. And they have several partners that I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes that are really exciting, of which one is the main medical center. This was funded through the Public Health and Prevention Fund of the Affordable Care Act. So it's an exciting initiative. It's a new kind of initiative for HRSA. We've done a lot of different collaboratives. Collaboratives are a quality improvement tool. This one's a little bit different because it's going to be community and clinically focused. So we're going to really try to link public health and primary care, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as well, and just what a collaborative model is and what that looks like if you're not familiar with it. So these are the partners that the Prevention Center for Healthy Weight has. Nemours Foundation, if you're not familiar with Nemours, they do a lot of quality improvement work around obesity in Delaware and in Florida. They have a lot of interesting work, and Delaware has seen some leveling off of their obesity rates since Nemours has started their work. The Association of Maternal and Child Health Programs, they represent the Title V programs in every state health department. And then the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials, they represent all of the state health officials and all the 50 states and territories. And then Institute for Healthcare Improvement, they actually started the model for the quality improvement model in the mid-90s, called the IHI, Institute for Healthcare Improvement Breakthrough Series model. The Maine Medical Center, which Tori can talk to you a lot about, and what they're doing with Let's Go Maine. The National Association of County and City Health Officials, they represent all of the county and city health officials in the U.S. and the U.S. territories. And then the National Association of Community Health Centers, they represent all of the federally qualified health centers in the U.S. that are funded by HRSA. So our mission is to discover, develop, and disseminate evidence-based and promising community-based and clinical interventions to prevent and treat obesity for children and families, which is quite a mouthful. But we are really looking to create a sort of set of interventions that community teams can take and test, and we can learn from and improve quality around these evidence-based and promising interventions. And you'll see what the model looks like in a little bit. The values of this Healthy Weight Collaborative, as I mentioned earlier, HRSA has a long history of doing these collaboratives. They're usually focused on one setting, and it's usually a clinical setting, and we've done them on diabetes, we've done them on asthma, we've done them on cancer, we have one now on patient safety, we've done them on lots of different issues, but it's almost always in just a clinical setting. This one is really trying to focus not on the clinical setting alone, but the clinical setting as a partner in the broader community. So what that really means to us, what we sort of dub it as, is the integration of primary care and public health. So on those community teams, and I'll show you, I'll talk a little bit about what those teams will look like in a little bit. We hope that they will be transdisciplinary and transsector in nature. We hope that primary care and safety net settings will be a partner. We hope that public health departments will be a sector represented on the team. We hope that community-based organizations that work in obesity will be there. You know, organizations like the Y, or if there's a CATCH school, or if there is an Action for Healthy Kids Association on that team, we hope that they'll be there. Education, transportation, city planning, any sort of partner faith-based, we hope that they will come together as a team to work on this issue on the package of interventions that we give them. So trans, that's the transdisciplinary and transsectoral. Trans-HHS and trans-federal government, what that means is that we have a lot of partners from the department. We have CDC, the Administration for Children and Families, NIH, we have the Indian Health Service, we have SAMHSA. We have all kinds of partners just from HHS alone, but we also have partners from USDA, from HUD, the Housing and Urban Development. We have lots of partners, so we're trying to model at our level, at the federal level, that we want collaboration at our level, but we hope you'll have it at the community level as well. And then public-private partnerships. We've had so many people that are interested in partnering with us, and it's so exciting. We have anywhere from private payers, so like the United Health Group and Kaiser Permanente, and then branded partners like Sesame Place. They're hoping to partner with us, which we're really excited about. We hope we can have Elmo on something somewhere. So we're really excited about the partnerships that we have, the partnerships that the Prevention Center for Healthy Weight has, and how we can leverage all of these partners' expertise and their knowledge. And then we also really want to maximize technology. We want to have virtual learning sessions, which are meetings. We want to have virtual meetings so we can, Dr. Wakefield, our administrator, she likes to say, we like to lift all boats, want to lift all boats. So people who really are high need communities and maybe they are lower capacity communities, we want to help those communities as much as we can. And a lot of those people can't travel to meetings. You know, public health departments are, budgets are being cut. It's the economy is not in a great place right now. So anything that we can do virtually, we would like to do. But we also would like to perhaps have some sort of mobile health intervention using texting or something to that effect. We're still working it out. We're still in our planning phases. So this is a picture of what a collaborative looks like. You select your topic. In our case, it's healthy weight. You recruit faculty, which are usually experts in the field. You develop a framework and changes. The framework and changes are interventions. That's kind of what I was talking about, the menu of sort of evidence-based and promising practices at the, in the clinical and community-based settings. And then you enroll participants. In this case, we're calling them teams. Participants are teams. We've set at a minimum 50 teams can be part of this work. And then we give them lots of pre-work. So, you know, basically outlining what they're going to have to do for the next year. And then we bring them together and tell them what to do, give them a lot of technical assistance, and then send them, that's the learning session one, and then we send them home, and then they test these interventions through a cycle called Plan, Do, Study, Act, that's the PDSA, and then they submit data on these cycles that they test. And then we bring them together again, and we do this, it's an iterative process. Here we go. There was something else that, and it's usually a 12 to 18 month cycle. I'm sorry, I'm looking for my notes. here it is, an improvement method. So the collaborative is really an improvement method that relies on spread and adaptation. So once these teams start and test these methods, we want them to spread them to other communities or to broadly, more broadly in their community or possibly around their state. And then adaptation of existing knowledge to multiple settings to accomplish a common aim. In this case, it's reducing or attenuating healthy weight. So the target audience for interventions will be children and families. That essentially means we're not excluding anyone. And then the Healthy Weight Collaborative team members, like I said, at a minimum, we hope that health departments, community-based organizations, and other HRSA and DHHS grantees, DHHS is Health and Human Services, sorry for that acronym, we hope that at a minimum we'll have safety net settings and these three types of partners. But like I said, we really hope that teams will have trans-sector type partners. And this is just a picture of kind of what our planning stage is, where we're at. HRSA, NICHQ, the Prevention Center, and the partners, what we're going to eventually do is have a leadership and advisory teams, an expert panel that will help us with the evidence-based and promising practices. Then we'll have target audiences, so that's our 50-plus sites, the teams in the Healthy Weight Collaborative, which will encompass communities across the nation. And then that's where the innovations will happen. We're calling them innovations because we hope that once people start testing these practices, they will innovate around those things and find things that are useful for their community but may not be useful for other communities. So that's really where we hope to find lots of interesting and rich information. And this is just a timeline. So like I said, right now we're in the planning phase, October 2010 to April 2011. That's when we hope to kick off, April or May in 2011. And you can see that we're just talking about convening the leadership group, finalizing project partnership and roles, just finalizing the overall project aims. We're still very much in the planning phase right now. And since they just got funded at the end of September, we're working things out at a very rapid pace. And then in April and beyond, we'll develop the Prevention Center and start the collaborative. That's when teams will hopefully be entered into the collaborative. And with that, I'm going to end and turn it over to, I think, Tori, you're next.